Gennaro Sangiuliano, Italian minister quits en row over lover's appointment as advisor, date modified colon 2024-09-06T17:48:20.347Z, description colon the culture minister admits to hiring his ex-lover as an consultant, after starting an affair with her in May, Italian minister quits after appointing ex-lover as advisor, Getty Images. Italy's culture minister has resigned after a row over the appointment of his former mistress as a top advisor caused weeks of controversy for the country's right-wing government. Gennaro Sangiuliano, 62, found himself at the center of a media storm when Maria Rosaria Boccia, his ex-lover, posted on LinkedIn that she had been appointed as his advisor for major events. He initially denied the claim, but in a tearful interview with State TV on Wednesday, Mr. Sangiuliano admitted to the affair with Ms. Boccia and to hiring her as an unpaid consultant. On Friday, he finally handed in his resignation to Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, but denied that he had broken any ministerial rules. Mr. Sangiuliano also apologized to his wife in Wednesday's interview and claimed that he had broken off his affair with Ms. Boccia during the summer. He said he first met her in Naples in May, before their friendship transitioned into what he called a sentimental relationship. Throughout the affair, Ms. Boccia recorded her interactions with Mr. Sangiuliano using her phone and a pair of Ray-Ban Stories, sunglasses designed by Meta equipped with a camera and microphone. Many of the photos have since been posted to Instagram, with Ms. Boccia insisting that there was nothing illegal about her secret recordings. In the photos posted to her account, Ms. Boccia documented numerous trips with Mr. Sangiuliano on his official visits, prompting questions as to whether state money was spent on her travel or accommodation. Gennaro Sangiuliano, Mr. Sangiuliano posted images to social media showing him accompanied on visits by Ms. Boccia. The minister denied any suggestion that public funds were spent on Ms. Boccia, telling State TV on Wednesday that not a single euro was spent on her travels. He produced documents which he said backed up his assertion that he had paid for her expenses. Critics have also raised concerns that Ms. Boccia had access to classified information, after photos showed her accompanying the minister to Pompeii, the site of next month's meeting of G7 culture ministers. Other images showed that she had access to ministry offices and documents. Since the couple parted ways, the 41-year-old has unleashed a stream of accusations against Mr. Sangiuliano, winning her the nickname the Machine Gunner in the Italian press. Gennaro Sangiuliano, Ms. Meloni thanked the outgoing culture minister for his extraordinary work, writing on X that his efforts had allowed the Italian government to achieve important results in the relaunch and enhancement of Italy's great cultural heritage, even beyond its national borders. But the debacle is the latest embarrassment to hit Ms. Meloni's government, which is led by her far-right Brothers of Italy party. A number of her senior ministers have been investigated for a variety of scandals, including Daniela Santancia, the tourism minister, who faced accusations of false accounting and fraud. Francesco Lollobrigida, the agriculture minister, prompted fury after ordering a late-night high-speed train to let him off early. And Vittorio Sgarbi, a junior minister, was forced to resign after facing allegations of illegally acquiring a valuable Renaissance painting. Ms. Meloni appeared to express exasperation with her cabinet on Wednesday, telling ministers to employ more caution in their public activities. "We are making history, and we all need to be aware of it," the prime minister said during a meeting. "This does not allow for breaks and pauses, and much less for errors and false steps." Despite the scandals, her government has remained relatively popular in opinion polls, with Italy's opposition remaining fractured among multiple parties. Europe Culture Giorgia Meloni Italy.